Expert Giver, No Strings Attached. Written and narrated by Jason Kaz. There's a principle which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is contempt prior to investigation. Herbert Spencer. Example is not the main thing in influencing others. It is the only thing. Albert Schweitzer. Chapter 1, Revelations. Before my revelations, in January 2018, I had no solid concept of God, and I had given up on trying to figure it out. My spiritual experience was more profound than I have ever heard of another human being having. I was shown truth of the greater reality with complete clarity through a series of revelations. I ask that you keep an open mind. Some words, like God, have lots of baggage attached. I am giving my best attempt to describe many things that are not easy to explain with words. I use several words and phrases interchangeably to describe the same thing, such as God, the One Great Spirit, the Great Spirit of One, the One, Spirit, and the Holy Spirit. Revelation defined. A surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. The divine or supernatural disclosure to humans of something relating to human existence or the world. We hear stories about people dying and coming back who say they saw a white light at the end of the tunnel. I went to the end of that tunnel and came out on the other side. There, I was shown a four-part series of revelations. That happened to me in the first week of January 2018. I had an experience in the near-death realm. It was a spiritual journey beyond my ego self. Do you really want the truth? Are you ready for the accountability and responsibility that come with knowing more? The truth isn't always what you want it to be. Our selfish, instinctual side will not want to acknowledge some of the truth. But the deeper part of us beyond our selfish instinctual drives loves the truth and wants it to be expressed through our choices here and now. I met God. In the spirit realm, beyond human consciousness, I was given a presentation that happened over a series of four scenes that I was shown in sequence, which ended in a download of information. I described the messages that were given to me with each revelation in the order they were shown. Each revelation, as it occurred, gave more meaning to the previous one, like pieces of a puzzle coming together to form a full picture. Revelation 1, I Am. In my first revelation, I was in outer space inside a small, clear, bubble-shaped enclosure. I was hugging someone, just floating in space, locked in a full embrace, with the limitless universe of black space expanding out in every direction outside the enclosure. I slowly relaxed the embrace and pulled away to see whom I was hugging and discovered that I was looking at an identical twin of myself. I had been hugging myself. That was the first scene in the first revelation. What I am about to explain will not make complete sense until the meanings of all the revelations are combined together. Also, the complete message and meaning of my revelations are further broken down and explained in more detail later in the book. So what was the first message showing me? To initially explain in vague terms, I was shown that I am God, and God is me. And not just me, as in Jason, as if I were special and apart from everyone else. No, God is you too. God is me, you, and all of life. Revelation 2. The One Became the Many. In my second revelation, the scene was again in outer space, with unlimited blackness expanding in all directions, except that there was a small lit-up room off in the distance. I could see the room was about the size of a bedroom closet with its light on. I could also see that inside the room, there was a small young boy on the floor playing with some toys. Initially, I couldn't see his face because he was turned away from me. I could see the back of his head, which was full of curly brown hair, while he pushed one of the toys around on the floor. He was kneeling, as a child does, using his hands to play, when suddenly I became aware that I was looking at God. In the next moment, I felt a sudden sense of overwhelming sadness for God, the boy, because he looked so lonely playing in that room all by himself in the middle of space with no one else. I felt so sorry for him. He was by himself with nothing but a few toys to play with forever. It seemed so limiting and confining. Then, as I was having those thoughts and feelings about him being so lonely, he turned his head around and looked up at me with the most beautiful, beaming eyes and smile I had ever seen. I understood instantly what he wanted to tell me when he looked at me without any words spoken. The message was, "I'm not alone. I made you and everything else to play with forever. I'm not limited or bound as one being. I divided myself up into separate parts and pieces. Just as human children are part of their parents, we are all part of God. We are small, divided pieces of God, but mostly ignorant of that fact. We were designed and created to purposely forget so that we were given the ultimate gift, the gift of life, choice, free will, and individual creation here as humans. What an amazing gift God gave us, which in a larger sense, the spiritual part of ourselves gave us. God separated into many pieces in order to experience more. I cannot experience love without another, without you, meaning that someone else must be there for me to experience loving another. Imagine yourself in a box, in space, alone forever. Not a pleasant thought. Lonely, singular, boring, terrifying. What we all want is to be loved, right? Love doesn't happen in isolation. It takes two to tango. When God began in a state of one, God was a singular experience, just to be as one with itself. That is limited. But with God being unlimited, from the very start, creative life began, continues to evolve, and will always occur infinitely and creatively as it wills. We humans are part of the examples that God made things more entertaining for itself. In a way, we are God's toys, playing with itself. Given the gift of free will and choice, we are expressions of life, of God. All of life started from one singular presence. Then being intelligent, all-powerful, and infinite, that great spirit of one divided itself up in different parts that appeared as individuals. We cannot fully understand this while we are in the human condition, with our limited self-awareness, operating from the logical perspective of a separate experience as an ego. This illusion of being separate is reinforced throughout human life, with memories building a self and an ego from the time of birth. Ultimately, we are shaping and part of one greater spirit behind the scenes. We are spiritually one, but appear as many. Revelation 3. Everything is yours, not just some of it. In the third revelation, I was shown an endless field of treasures that stretched into a distant horizon. The treasures were symbols of riches that I could relate to from both a human and spiritual perspective. In the center of the field, there were two enormous coin-shaped objects that were spinning slowly in sync. One appeared to be platinum and the other gold. Both had what appeared to be Roman or Egyptian symbols embossed on them. Under the giant coins, which were hovering together, there was an endless field of treasures beyond human imagination. The revelation I was being shown was that everything belongs to me outside of this human experience. The revelation was symbolic in order to relate the magnitude of its meaning to my human perspective. That is, it relayed a message that made sense to a human perspective of consciousness. This third revelation, combined with the first two, totally unlocked my complete awareness of just who and what I truly am. The visual representation was a reminder to me that everything is mine. The revelation was saying, "Look, everything in the universe is yours, not just some of it, all of it." I was reminded in that moment of who I am and what really is beyond this human experience, which is the greater spiritual part of what we are. To have been shown and reminded of that was so special, or rather, special multiplied by a trillion. When I came back to human consciousness from this revelation, all I could say was thank you for showing me this, reminding me of who and what I really am. Thank you. The good news for you is that we are all in this together, and it's all yours too. All of us inherit all of it. It's all ours. Everything. Forever. The revelations were truly remarkable and amazing beyond words or description. They go so far beyond winning a lottery. Winning a lottery on Earth is only part of the riches here. I was reminded of what I already knew deep down, but had totally forgotten. It is a bliss that goes beyond description with language. To even get close to describing the feeling surrounding this experience would be to say that it was like the supercharged excitement and joy of a 5-year-old waking up on Christmas morning and running into the living room to see what presents are under the tree, but multiply that feeling by at least a trillion. As humans, we have the illusion that we are separate beings, disconnected from and not part of the same being, because that's what our senses tell us. We appear to be individuals, but behind the scenes, we are all one spiritually, all together, and not separate. It is the ultimate puzzle here for us to discover. Realization of this truth is a true spiritual awakening. Revelation 4, The Download. The fourth and final revelation in this series concluded with a huge download of information, instructions, and clarity, all in a single moment. This revelation, like the others, began in a scene in space where black darkness expanded out in all directions. Somewhere from off to my right in the distance, a long, enormous, matte black, perfectly shaped rectangular object was slowly coming into my view. When it finally arrived before me, it stopped moving, as if it were in a presentation position. I saw that it had shiny, ancient-looking symbols all over it, as the coins did in my earlier revelation. Again, the symbols looked like a blend of Egyptian hieroglyphics and Roman elements. The object was so incredibly beautiful and detailed. I didn't understand the symbols, but they were familiar to me in some way that I cannot explain. After a few moments, during which I studied the object and its details, there was a sudden burst and blast of information given to me all at once as a massive download from the object. Then the scene immediately changed. The rectangular object was now gone, and I was instead viewing the Earth from some distant point in space where it appeared to be about the size of a basketball. While viewing my planet, I had a razor-sharp clarity about the messages and goals I was given to deliver here. After I received the four revelations, I spent every day during the next 3.5 months audio recording the messages I was to deliver by writing this book. It took that long to get all the information out, for it was a big download, which contained goals for the world and clarity about truthful religious messages that have been misinterpreted. The download gave me clarity on how we are really all one, revealing why the golden rule needs to be practiced, because what you give is what you get, and there is no escaping it, since ultimately, I am you. So helping me is helping you, which also means that hurting you is hurting me. In addition, I was given ideas about a method and format that we can use to connect with each other regularly in person, the concept of no-cost, self-supporting expert giver groups. These groups will be vehicles for us to connect with and support each other with the purposes of managing our instinctual motives and maintaining a spiritual awakening through accountability and service to others. After the revelations, I was hyper-aware of human limitations. Human consciousness is limited, with only so many words in our vocabulary, a limited range and number of feelings, a measurable up and down and left and right in a 3-dimensional reality, and 5 senses that define our human conscious reality and experience. We humans are working with a limited set of rules and understanding of what defines reality. I was shown a much greater reality that is not limited to a 5-sense experience. The greater reality, unlimited by human senses, is impossible to completely define with our vocabulary, but I can say that it involves unlimited potential and creation. It's all good, in fact, even better than you can imagine. Human life on Earth is playing out as one big movie. It is our movie. We like movies with stories that depict battles between good and evil, that get tense near the end, and then conclude happily. The message I received in my download was intended to help us choose a better ending to our movie here.